Welcome back to the podcast. Here we are for our second of the mini series episodes on things that are visual. The visually impaired may not understand or have not been able to see. And so I'm so excited. This series is going to just be so much fun to go through. So I hope you enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to the CRAB podcast. Here at Children Raised Around the Blind, we have two goals. Our first goal is to help those living with the blind to understand them better and to help children through the difficulties that come from living with a blind parent. Secondly, we want to spread awareness of the blind community. Here on the podcast, we will share the things that blind people can do and ways the sighted world can include them in everyday life. Join us twice a month to learn about the visually impaired community.
Welcome back, everybody. I think I forgot to unmute, so let's try that again. We are back to our mini series talking about It Looks Like What, and we're going to discuss the parking lot today. So I actually did not know realize that a parking lot was visual until we were talking about it with my mom. And I had backed out, another person had backed out, and we'd gotten really close to tapping each other's bumpers. And she couldn't figure out how, if I was backing up in a parking lot, that I couldn't see this car. And I was trying to explain to her how the cars, when you pull into a parking space, are nose to nose. And that usually they're angled. There's some places that you're not angled and you're more rectangular. She's like, I don't get it. I was like, so you think in her mind it's just one row that you pull into, and then there's another row of cars that just pull straight into, and there it wasn't making sense why we were nose to nose, and that when you backed out, you would reverse, there'd be another car to reverse potentially too. And so, we went and we got some of our Hot Wheels cars. And box and parked them and showed her how they go nose to nose a lot of times, even if they're not angled, where there's one lane is going up and another lane's going down, which this picture shows is a little bit different of that. Even if you're going into like a straight parking area side by side, see up like the side of an office building. You still, the way that it works when you back up, there's certain blind spots on the vehicle that you can't see. And driving, it's somebody who is legally blind, generally cannot get a driver's license, is not driving. And if that's been your whole life, you're not going to know the rules of the road or what to expect, what things look like. And it's different. And I totally get that. So I'm not discounting that my mom, couldn't see or understand, but it wasn't something that had been explained to her because it's another visual thing. And that's the whole purpose of this series is those things that we take for granted as people who have vision, to think about them as somebody who doesn't see it. Even, parallel parking. She's like, parallel with what? And you're like, parallel with the curb. Well, why are you parking parallel with the curb? How do you get your vehicle in there? For someone who's never had to parallel park, that doesn't make sense. Now, granted, We learned to parallel park. That's part of your driving test, I think, across the United States. And then for my mom particularly, she would found it interesting that the first time I parallel parked, I actually had to park on a hill where the back tires were going to be going down the hill. And so having to wiggle in and get that right angle while you're going down the hill made her think she was going to fall backwards. She does the same thing with like regular parking. If you know, if it's on a hill, you can't see that. You can feel the difference. And so sometimes we need to take a minute. Don't get mad or frustrated and just, you know, scoff like, oh, really? They want to know too. And that's just as important for somebody who doesn't have vision or doesn't have a lot of usable vision to know what the world looks like around them. It helps them with conversations. It can help them, you know, feel more part of society. And there's a lot of visual cue things we just don't have, we don't share. So my challenge to you guys is, how would you describe a parking lot? Or think about driving down the road. What are some things you would be describing to the people in your vehicle if they couldn't see? Or if you're like me, you describe to your toddler who's not able to turn around in their car seat yet and they're going backwards down the road. And so you're telling them what's around them. And then when they do finally turn the right way, you also tell them, you know, what they're seeing, because it's a whole different ball game. So my 3-year-old is rear facing. He'll stay rear facing till he's either 3 and a half or 4. That 4, I'll turn him around. And then my 6-year-old is now forward facing, but she asks questions. You know, what's that sign? Why is that number there? And she can now read most of, or knows what most of the signs are, and she's learning to read, so she can read some of them to me and keeps me on my toes, make sure I'm doing it right. But how many of these things would they miss if they couldn't see, if they didn't have that vision to rely on? So parking lots, one of the many things, you know, around us that we just take for granted, you know, how it works, how to operate the vehicle, how to back out and make sure you're not hitting another vehicle. So today's mini episode was parking lots. I hope you guys have a great day.